The U.S. military is investigating the death of an Italian intelligence agent, shot dead by U.S. troops at a checkpoint in Iraq as he escorted a freed Italian hostage to the Baghdad airport. The incident a week ago on Friday has fueled ongoing complaints that U.S. military checkpoints in Iraq are often dangerous to civilians. A central question for the investigators is whether U.S. forces at the checkpoint violated their own rules of engagement. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Amid conflicting accounts of what happened the night the Italian agent was killed, the commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, General George Casey, has named an investigator. Casey also has ordered a review of all incidents at U.S. checkpoints for the past 6 months.
Every time there is an incident like this, we look at it, we look at the procedures that were followed, we use those to adapt our procedures, and we continually try to upgrade this so that these things don't happen.
Military officials say that all U.S. troops headed for Iraq received training in military operations in urban terrain, including how to handle checkpoints. Retired Army Colonel Paul Hughes spent considerable time in Iraq, and he says that troops manning checkpoints follow the same basic procedures.
What typically happens is that day or night, you will slow down once you see the checkpoint. If you don't see the checkpoint, they will flash a light at you. If they have lights illuminating their area, they will use arm signals. And if the car does not appear to slow down, then they will fire warning shots. And as a last resort, they'll fire into the engine block.
Hughes, who now is an Iraq analyst at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington, notes that early on there were problems with hand signals because signals differ from one culture to another.
One of the steps that we took was to create portable signs that can be put out at a distance away from the checkpoint that's in English and in Arabic that can be seen in day or night that says you're approaching a U.S. military checkpoint, be prepared to stop, slow down, etc.
The U.S. military's rules of engagement in Iraq are classified, but generally they allow U.S. troops to use lethal force only when absolutely necessary to protect themselves and or civilians. Assistant District Attorney Craig McNeil of Cleburne, Texas, just spent a year in Iraq as a judge advocate for the Army. He says that U.S. forces understand the bottom line.
Every soldier has had it beat into his head or her head what the rules are and the standards are. And we don't have the right to pull the trigger with impunity.
Checkpoints in Iraq have frequently been targeted by suicide bombers, which means that U.S. soldiers manning checkpoints must make hasty decisions about approaching vehicles. In a number of cases, those decisions have resulted in the deaths of innocents. Human Rights Watch issued a report at the end of 2003 criticizing the U.S. military because of civilian casualties. Senior researcher Fred Abraham says the report documented 11 civilian deaths in Baghdad alone at U.S. military checkpoints.
What we found was that they were not doing everything they could or needed to do to minimize civilian casualties. And this is a clear requirement of international humanitarian law.
Abraham says that after the report was issued, the military began marking checkpoints more clearly, and the situation, he acknowledges, has improved. But Abraham says he's still concerned about the issue of U.S. military accountability.
In many of the cases of civilian deaths we documented, there was either no investigation or a very cursory investigation by U.S. military authorities. So we concluded there was a kind of climate of impunity in Iraq, whereby U.S. soldiers felt like they could pull the trigger without coming under review.
Craig McNeil disagrees with that assessment. As a military lawyer, he says he was involved in hundreds of investigations.
It's not a whitewash. If we feel someone's acted recklessly, we'll punish that person. In fact, I'm personally aware of a court-martial that we had either in January or late December in Iraq for someone that, without any justification, frankly, fired a round at a civilian and killed her.
According to General George Casey, the investigation of the Italian's death probably will last up to 4 weeks. Once the investigator determines the facts, he will decide whether disciplinary action is warranted. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.